Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom four here at Riverside Park in Springfield. As it'll be Caleb Manicky, Basil Zolke, and Brady Rutledge due up for Bemidji as they get their second look at Jake Brinker. As we're now looking at a tie ball game once again at 1-1. Bemidji striking in the second inning. Got the RBI double by Basil Zolke as this ball hit on the ground to third. Jonas bobbles. He picks it up. He throws across the diamond. Not in time. The second inning had the air by Jonas at third to start, and that's the way the fourth inning will start as well. Hit a little slow, and David trying to be a little too quick right there, Kurt.
Well, he did. He came in charging it awful hard, and ends up fumbling it right off the end of his glove there. He quickly picks it up and throws to first base. But once you bobble it for a second there on a slow hit ball, the runner's going to beat you out.
So leadoff man on, and Basil Zolke to the plate. He had the RBI double. His first time up, as taking off is the runner, and Kaltoff won't even throw. I was looking at Caleb Manicky, Kurt, and he did not have a huge lead right there. He just kind of took off on first movement on Brinker, and he swiped second base easily.
He did, without even drawing a throw down there, because as soon as Calvin came up and looked, he knew he wasn't going to get anybody there. Not the way the Rockies wanted to start the bottom of the fourth inning.
So runner at second base is Caleb Manicky. As Basil Zolke into the batter's box. First offering from Brinker was a strike. Second pitch has popped up. Jonas over in foul territory for a look. Right by the dugout, he will make the catch. As a tough play right there, battling the sun, battling the dugout conditions and everything. He had his teammates right there letting him know that he had room, Kurt, but Jonas puts that one away.
Well, he did, and unfortunately, when your teammates tell you you got room over there, that doesn't mean you always for sure do have room over there, but David does a nice job. He finds the railing over there, keeps his eye on that high pop-up all the way, and catches it leaning over into the dugout to get that big first out.
I'm going to bring Brady Rutledge to the plate as Brinker's first offering to Rutledge is in there for a strike. People standing near the Rocky bullpen. I just think these guys like getting out of the dugout sometimes. They must have to keep track of the book or something, that they make their way to the dugout or to the bullpen every game without activity. They just hang out down there. It's a swing and a miss by Brady Rutledge. 0-2 the count right now. Third baseman for Bemidji. They got a runner at second. Caleb Manicky. He stole second base after reaching on an error as he was thinking about going for third as the ball hits softly towards short. New is up with it. He'll throw it across the diamond as that is in time. Snap throw back to second, and back safely is Caleb Manicky, 6'3", for out number two.
It's funny how you said that, because it looked like Manicky was going to go steal third base on that one, and if he would have went, he would have easily made it when that ball was hit, because it would have been hit behind him at that time on that, but luckily he wasn't going, and Jordan does a nice job of fielding the ball with the runner right in front of him and throws out the runner at first base.
It's a two down. Manicky still at second base, and back to the top of the order, and Mitch Hendricks, who looks at a first pitch strike right there from Jake Brinker. Hendricks singled in the first inning and bounced into that 4-6-3 that got Brinker out of hot water back in the second inning. As the one-strike pitch from Brinker is nubbed up the first baseline foul. Count now 0-2 to the Bemidji shortstop. 1-1 our score. State quarterfinal matchup here between Cold Spring and Bemidji. Winner gets Fairmont at 6 o'clock right here at Riverside Park in Springfield. 0-2 the count. Brinker's 0-2 to Hendricks is low. Gobbled up nicely by Kaltoff. As the count now moves to 1-2.
Kelvin doing a nice job putting his whole body in front of that one, especially with the runner on second base.
1-2, the count. Brinker set. 1-2 pitch to Hendricks. In there! Strike three. Hendricks moved off the plate thinking it was inside. Umpire punches him out. Hendricks goes down looking for out number three in the first strikeout for Jake Brinker. And Brinker does a nice job of wiggling around that Jonas error to start the fourth inning. No runs on no hits. There were one Cold Spring error and one runner left on base. Four in the books. All tied up at 1-1. Into the fifth inning we go, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Dan Zimmerman here, senior member at Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. I was bragging up my partner John Neal on Chasm the other day and didn't even get to the best part. John's been named as one of Minnesota's rising stars by other Minnesota lawyers, and he's also a certified fire and explosion investigator. This guy handles personal injury cases as well as all sorts of other litigation, and he knows his stuff. Look him up if you have a matter that needs a great attorney on your side. Keep listening to Chasm to hear more about our firm.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build, from the very basic to elaborate. Cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring.
Top five at Riverside Park in Springfield. As you were handed the lineup card today, Kurt, you saw that Bemidji only had one reserve that wasn't a draftee. And so when the umpire waves his hand and looks up at us here in the press row and points at the third baseman, it makes it pretty simple for you to realize who's playing third.
Well, that it does. And a new third baseman for the Blue Ox is number 16, Hunter Olson.
So Olson will replace Brady Rutledge here in the fifth inning, as it'll be 9-1-2 for the Rockies, as the first offering to Brady Lynn hit on the ground towards short. Hendricks fields on the backhand, throws across the diamond in time to get the speedy Brady Lynn. Nice stretch over there by Basil Zulke, 6-3 for out number one on one pitch.
Well, I know you probably heard me say this already today, but that is one fine shortstop that the Blue Ox have there. He's got a strong arm. He can have a foot on the grass over there and throw a strike to first base like nothing.
So one out. Back to the top of the order for Cold Spring, and Tyler Geislinger into the batter's box. 0-for-2, start to his Sunday for Ty Guy is the first offering. There it is, Kurt. There's our token pitch thrown to the backstop wildly of the inning for Turner Storm.
Well, it's funny how you say that, Kurt, because he's done that once every inning so far in this game, and it's not like he just misses. I mean, he misses by 5 feet.
1-0 the count to Geislinger. And Storm comes right back. His 1-0 pitch that is just off the plate for a ball. Turner Storm starting his fifth inning of work here for Bemidji. As the 2-0 offering, that is broken bat right there by Geislinger. It'll be fielded by Hendricks. He flips to first. This kid is a vacuum, and he's got a cannon to go with it, Kurt, as that was not an easy play right there. Slow hit, squibber with the broken bat by Geislinger, and Hendricks makes it look easy.
Well, he does, and if you think about it, that's a lot of speed on the bases, in the batter's box there for the Rockies when you have the number 9 hitter Brady Lynn and the leadoff man Tyler Geislinger over there, and he comes up and fields that and throws just a strike over to first base and gets the guy out by a step and a half each time.
So two quick ones for Cold Spring in the fifth as Jordan New into the batter's box. First offering, Drake bunted by New up into the netting as it'll be a foul ball. All tied up at one here. Top of the fifth inning, elimination game. They all are in the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Quarterfinal matchup between Bemidji and Cold Spring. As one strike the count, Turner Storm, starter for Bemidji. His one strike pitch to New. Joss missing with the off-speed pitch. Evens our count up at 1-1. One run on two hits, four Cold Spring errors already. They have left four runners on base as the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. They got four errors. Jonas has two. New has one.
New has two. He had that throwing error on that double play ball.
Yeah, New has two. Jonas has two. Rocky left side needs some grounders this week as New's pitch of by Storm, 1-2 pitch popped up center field. Second baseman McNallen goes out. He'll make the catch on the run. That's a long run for three guys, Kurt, and McNallen ends up putting it away.
Well, it was, and if I thought anyone was going to catch that ball, I thought it was going to be the center fielder by the read he had coming in, but he wouldn't have got to it, but a nice job by the second baseman going out and getting that.
Cold Spring retired in order in the fifth inning as we have played 4.5. 1-1 our score. It is the Cold Spring Rockies and the Bemidji Blue Ox battling here today in the state quarterfinals onto the bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
average human will sleep for a total of 26 years. Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Bottom fifth here at Riverside Park. First pitch swinging is Connor McNallen as he'll hit it right back to Jake Brinker. Ryan Hennon was a busy boy on the mound with those comebackers on Friday night. Kurt Brinker's been busy as well. He wore one. He's had to field a couple. Makes a nice play right there for out number one.
That indeed he did. It was right back at him. He quickly fields it and runs it halfway over to first base and underhands it to Duffner. I don't quite understand all their underhand throws over there instead of just throwing the ball.
One strike pitch to Cody Rutledge is fouled away. They flip it too far away for my liking. They're not close enough to be underhand flipping and feeding it like that. I did something about a pitcher who you throw all day, pretty good control. You got Duffner, a monster over there to throw to, and you can't just step off the mound and throw it to him. As Rutledge pops the 0-2 pitch up in short right field, Geislinger out. Lynn measuring it in right. He'll call. He'll catch. Two quick ones for Brinker on the mound. As through 4 2/3, Kurt, Jakey Brinker's been pretty good.
Well, he has, you know, considering that he's at the workout there after getting that liner right off his knee, and unfortunately the defense behind him having an error in each inning of each of the first four innings. He's done a good job only allowing one run so far.
So two quick ones, and Otto Grimm to the plate. As Brinker's first offering to Grimm, that is in there for a strike. Yeah, an error in each inning, first, second, third, and fourth for Cold Spring. As the first it was new, second it was Jonas, third it was new, fourth it was Jonas. One strike pitch missing down to Otto Grimm. Bemidji took advantage of one of those errors in the second inning, getting a run across, their lone run. Cold Spring scored on one swing of the bat. Big fly from Austin Duffner. Stop me if you've heard that one. As the 1-1 pitch cut on and missed, and Grimm in a hole at 1-2. Grimm bounced out to Geislinger at second in the first inning and flew out to Tyler Geislinger in center in the third. 1-2 pitch, that's missing low right there. Brinker tries getting Grimm to chase. Evens our count up at 2-2. Playing here in the bottom of the fifth. Nice crowd on hand. Cold Spring well represented down that third base line. 2-2 the count. As Brinker's 2-2 offering is chopped foul. Grimm stays alive. He's Kurt Hemmisch. I'm Kirby Hemmisch with you here on KASM. Rockies win this one. They'll take on Fairmont at 6 o'clock, and you'll hear that on KASM right afterwards. Give it about a half hour or so. Hose down the stadium and polish her up, and we'll be back as this pitch is fouled up the first baseline once again by Grimm. Grimm and Brinker into a battle right now. You have a score update on that game over in Milroy?
In the bottom of the fourth inning, Young America is leading 2-0.
2-0 Young America. Who they playing?
I'm going to have to take a look at that, Kirby.
As the 2-2 pitch from Brinker in there, strike three. Second consecutive inning that Brinker gets the old backwards K to end the inning as he strikes out Otto Grimm for his second strikeout of the afternoon as he retires Bemidji in order in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Five in the books, 1-1 the score. We are on to the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Start your conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
On to the sixth here at Riverside Park. Game brought to you by our sports boosters on KASM, Rocky Boosters, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Subway of Cold Spring Bakery, and Promotional Resources Incorporated. Stay tuned after the game for the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show, where Kurt will name our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game. They'll receive a $10 gift certificate to redeem at Albany and Richmond A&W. Meat of the Rocky order starts with David Jonas here, as he looks at a ball, third look at Turner Storm. Storm has gone the distance thus far for the Blue Ox of Bemidji. As the 1-0 pitch from Storm to Jonas, that's missing down and away. Now 2-0. David walked in the first inning, bounced out to shortstop Hendricks in the third inning. 0-for-1 on the day. As Turner Storm's 2-0 pitch, that is on the corner for a strike. Buzzing the outer half of the zone, moving our count to 2-1. Jonas Duffner, Alex Geislinger trying to break the tie here in the sixth inning, as the 2-1 pitch down and away moves it to 3-1. 3-1 the count to the Rocky third baseman. And Storm's ready. 3-1 pitch, that is in there for a strike. Jonas taking and fills the count up at 3-2. Kurt, no activity in the Bemidji pen, but that could be because they don't have a lot of options in the dugout. They might not even have a catcher to go get him. They only got one guy on the bench, and that guy's in the game as the 3-2 pitch hit down the line at third. The new third baseman is Hunter Olson. He fields and throws as Jonas thinks he fouled that ball off his foot, Kurt. He's pointing at his foot, and the plate umpire saying, "I don't care, you're out, 5-3.
Well, I'd have a hard time believing that didn't go off his foot, because when it went off his foot, he went right down on a knee like that. And if you didn't hit it off your foot, he would have done one hell of a job of selling that one that way. But to get the first base umpire to come over to make the call on that one, is far behind the first baseman he plays over there, would be a real hard time seeing. I'd say the home plate umpire would have had a better view. So I got a feeling David's going to be out.
Well, if he fouled it off his foot and the base umpire saw it, he would have called it right away. Going over there and talking to him about it wouldn't change anything. It's Jonas and Tom Ficker, the Rocky management. They're pleading their case right now. As Jonas now even coming back to talk to the umpire. As still a conversation right here, and Ficker's just going to push David away. Probably a good move, as things getting a tad heated for Jonas.
Well, then I can understand where you're going to like that, because I'd have a hard time believing it didn't, because like I said, as fast as he went down after he hit it off his foot like that there, I doubt it didn't happen.
Austin Duffner to the plate, first pitch swinging. He smashes it towards second. McNallan knocks it down, but he won't have time to get Duffner. Duffman was all over that ball as well. McNallan, a nice job of even stopping that ball from going to the outfield, but Duffner will reach with one out here in the sixth inning.
Well, it was a fine play by the second baseman to go knock that ball down on that sharp hit right up the gut on that one there. And he quickly goes over there, knocks it down, has to get up and try throwing out Duffner. He can't do it. And Duffner does get an infield hit on that one.
I almost wonder if Jonas was more of talking to the catcher, Caleb Manicky, than he was the plate umpire by the end there, because the plate umpire wasn't even really saying much. We'll bury that, as it brings Alex Geislinger to the plate. Alex looks at a first pitch ball. Kurt, you did find out it is Bird Island playing against Young America over in Milroy today. Winner of that one gets the red-hot St. Patrick Irish in the state semis in Milroy at 6 o'clock tonight. Duffner swept a couple bags already here in the state tournament as Geislinger looks at a strike right there. Getting him into scoring position would be nice, but Alex has that big hole to work with right now on the right side as Basil Zalke holding Duffner on first. 1-1 the count with one away. We're all tied up at one here in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch. Just missing right there as 2-1. It'll be Skluzatek in the on-deck circle should Alex Geislinger stay out of the double play. 2-1. Good hitter. Maybe a little hit-and-run combo right here, Kurt. As Turner Storm looks into Manicky for the sign. The righty's got it. Duffner stays put. 2-1 pitch, missing up and away. Maybe even a pitch out right there as Manicky popped up ready to fire. Moves our count now to 3-1. Geisner with a sharp single his last time up. He is 1-for-2 on the day. There goes the runners. That pitch is hit in the air to right center field. Back in right center and looking up, that ball will one-hop the fence. Duffner was off with the pitch. He's being waved by Ficker at third. Geislinger's going to end up at third, head first, sliding with an RBI triple in front of the Springfield football scoreboard in right center field. Rockies take their first lead of the afternoon at 2-1.
Well, last Sunday morning when we seen the Rockies playing here, Alex Geislinger hit one over that Tiger football sign in right center field. This time he came about 10 feet short, right in front of it out there on the warning track. The right fielder stumbled a little bit as he went down to go pick up the ball, but it was a nice triple for Alex Geislinger to take the lead for the Rockies here.
Still just one out with the runner at third. Don't forget about the squeeze here for Cold Spring. As don't need it. Skluzacek hits it deep to right. Back in front of the fence and making the catch cap high is right fielder Colin Rutledge. Alex Geislinger easily trots home, and it's a 3-1 Cold Spring lead as they double up their lead on that fantastic sack fly RBI by Nick Skluzacek.
You said it there, Kirby, by a fantastic off the bat. I thought that might be going over the right fielder out there as deep as he hit that, because he ended up catching that about 8 feet in front of the fence out there in right field, but the right fielder is playing a little bit deeper, but Nick Skluzacek does a nice job of driving in that run from third base.
So two away, and Cold Spring by two as Calvin Kaltoff into the batter's box. He looks at a first pitch strike from the hurler, Turner Storm. Pitching with a deficit for the first time now is Storm. As Cold Spring gets two here as the one strike pitch missing for a ball to Kaltoff. Rockies inning starting oddly as Jonas thought he fouled the ball off of his foot. He grounded out as the 2-1 pitch. Or the 1-1 pitch missing, making it 2-1 to Calvin. Then the Rockies go single for Duffner, triple for Geislinger, and RBI sack fly for Nick Skluzacek. 3-1 Cold Spring as the 2-1 pitch. Healthy hack right there by Calvin. Fouls it off at home. Moves our count to 2-2.
With the two big hits by Duffner and Geislinger there, they're leading the Rockies in the state tournament with 8 hits each. So every time Duffner gets one, Alex Geislinger's got to follow him up with one just so he stays even with him.
8 hits each. Duffner's got 11 RBIs. Geislinger having a nice tournament in the RBI department as well. Extra base hits all over the place for Duffner with 4 home runs, doubles. Geislinger's went deep. He just had the triple right there. Payoff pitch to Kaltoff. That is swung on and missed. Calvin's out on strikes for out number 3. Cold Spring strikes for 2, though, here in the 6th. They score 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no Bemidji errors and nobody left on base. 5.5. Scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 3, Bemidji 1. We are on to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is state tournament baseball, Cold Spring Rockies Class C style. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and 2 locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
On to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Springfield as Jake Brinker finishing up his warm-up pitches. And, Kurt, you had an interesting observation as he was finishing those warm-up pitches.
Well, we had our starting pitcher for the first three games for the Cold Spring Rockies, Ryan Head, and he was come out and warmed up Jake Brinker there as Calvin Kaltoff made the last out that inning. Ryan just wants to be part of the game at all times, and you know that arm isn't hurting too bad if you're going out and doing that.
Lefty's catching. 2020 is a weird world, and that's what we saw in between innings there as Turner Storm, Colin Rutledge, Caleb Manicky do up for Bemidji, who find themselves down by two right now as Brinker's 1-0 offering. Hit on the ground to Jonas at third. David's got this one. Throw across the diamond, 5-3 in time on the nice candy hop for DJ and the easy out number one.
Well, it was a nice candy hop, but it definitely was over his head. He does a nice job of going and fielding that one and throws a strike right over to first base to get the first out.
So one down, and Colin Rutledge to the plate. As Rutledge, the lone run score for Bemidji thus far. As Brinker's first offering, that is hit on the ground softly towards second. Geislinger fields that easy second hop, flips it over to Duffner, and Brinker's starting to roll a little bit right now, Kurt.
Well, it's kind of like he did in the first inning. He wasn't throwing many pitches, and he's coming right at him with a strike there. They're hungry, like Bemidji's been doing the whole game. They go at him that way, and two big ground outs for Jake Brinker to start the bottom of the sixth inning.
Since the Jonas error back in the fourth inning, if you were to count that as a adequately fielded ball, he has retired his last 12 batters. As it stands, he has retired his last 8 batters, but starting to get into a little groove is Brinker, and he's going to have that welt on his knee or his leg somewhere from that hot shot he took back in the second inning. That was off the bat of Basil Zolke, excuse me. It is Caleb Manicky with two away, 1-1 the count. 1-1 offering from Brinker that is tapped foul down the third baseline as well. Brinker quickly getting ahead at 1-2.
Well, it might have affected him a little bit in the second, third inning, but I can tell you one thing. I don't even know if he's feeling that anymore the way he's pitching right now.
1-2 the count. Cold Spring taking the lead in the sixth. They lead 3-1. As the left-hander's 1-2 pitch, that's missing low, moving our count to 2-2.
We have a score update from Milroy. Young America has doubled their lead. They are now leading Bird Island 4-0 in the fifth inning.
As the 2-2 offering from Brinker, that's hit on the ground towards third. Jonas is going to have to hurry with this one, and he has that one go off of his glove for his third error of the day. Slow tapper up the line, and Jonas just unable to field that ball.
Well, that one there was I'll have to give it to David on that one. At least it was a tough error. The first two were ones that he definitely should have had. This one here goes and takes a high hop right at the last second. He's over there sitting 1 foot in foul territory, and he ends up going back a little bit more into fair play, and it goes right off the end of his glove. But unfortunately, another error for the Cold Spring Rockies.
They give him a hit on the scoreboard. I will not give him a hit on that. That is ludicrous to me. Let's see how.
There's no way that was a hit. Everybody in the ballpark knows that was an error, but the official scorer who just put that on the board.
Okay. Thank you. There's no way that's a base hit. As the first pitch from Brinker to Basil Zolke, missing for an error, or missing for a ball. Got something on my mind, do I? As Zolke had the 2 RBI double back in the second inning, flew out to David Jonas in the fourth. 1-1 the count with two away. Brinker trying to get his squad back in the dugout. Is this pitch hit on the ground? Jonas again at third. He fields this one. Couple steps, throws across the diamond. There's a strike from David, 5-3 for out number three. And that does it for Bemidji in the sixth, scoring no runs on no hits. There was one Cold Spring air and one runner left on base. Six complete, Cold Spring leading 3-1 onto the seventh, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
On to the seventh we go. As for Cold Spring in the seventh, it'll be Sam Distel, Brady Lynn, and Tyler Geislinger. Got a Snapchat, Kurt Hemmisch, that Ethan Vogt got a kick out of you saying that everybody in the ballpark knew that that was an error. Ethan, much like you, not much for sugarcoating. As Cold Spring with a 3-1 lead, you did some math. 16 errors for the Rockies in four state tournament games?
Yeah, unfortunately for the Rockies, I just went and added them all up, and they're at 16. They played such great defense all year and throughout regions, winning those ball games in regions by a score of 4-1 and 2-1 in 10 innings and losing 3-1. And unfortunately, they have 16 of them so far here in 3.5 games.
As Distel starts the seventh for Cold Spring with a little punch to left field. Sammy takes that outside pitch, Kurt, and just waves it over to into left field for the leadoff man on. And Brady Lynn, who has been struggling for the Rockies, is being called back right here. And Colin Eskew is going to hit for Brady Lynn.
Well, Colin's done a nice job filling in the last couple games, sometimes in the 7-hole, sometimes in the 9-hole, as he got inserted into the lineup last week when Jordan New had food poisoning, wasn't able to play. It's a nice extra bat to go put in there at a time when you see somebody is struggling a little bit.
Only thing that this is a bunting situation, though, Kurt. I mean, you get the your 8-hitter on to lead off an inning. Brady Lynn's a good bunter. So Eskew, who they were hoping to get a spark off the bench with the bat, I would assume will be asked to lay one down right here. Rockies lead by 2. As the right-hander, who's gone the distance, Turner Storm, Eskew does square to bunt, and he misses the bunt, and ooh, Distel very lucky that he's not picked off as Caleb Manicky delivers a strike over to first, but Basil Zulke unable to hold on to the ball, and Cold Spring catches a break.
Well, they did. The catcher ends up throwing it about 3 feet to the right of the first baseman over there. He's not quite able to snag it. And luckily for Distel, he was able to get back in there. Him and Trevor Lardy are kind of laughing at each other on that one, thinking, hey, I think we got by with one there.
So one strike the count, as Eskew was late to the showing party right there. He'll show very early here as he bunts this one nicely up the first base line. As Zulke will field, he'll flip to the second baseman McNallin covering. As Eskew does the job on the sacrifice and Distel in the scoring position.
Well, he does, but like you say, it is a little surprising that you would have pinch hit to have someone bunt like there, because we know Brady Lynn knows how to bunt, and if you were going to go use your best guy off the bench at that time just to have him come out and bunt, that did surprise me a little bit in the pinch hitting role there for the Rockies.
So back to the top of the order for Cold Spring, who's looking to tack on here. They lead by 2 in the top of the seventh. Lineup flips over to Tyler Geislinger. 0-3 thus far on the afternoon for Ty Guy. As Turner Storm, first offering to Geislinger, missing inside for a ball.
Tyler's got some catching up to do because him and his brother have been staying even on base hits throughout the state tournament, and they each came into this game with 6 hits each, but with Alex, his younger brother, with 2 big hits already, Tyler's got some catching up to do.
1-0 the count is Distel at second. 1-0 pitch, Geislinger pops this one up. That will twist foul, but it may be playable, and that ball will drop. Tough time on that one. Hunter Olson, he had turned around a couple times, Kurt, and ball drops about 15 feet behind him.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen a third baseman actually turn around twice going back for a ball like that one, but I'm not so sure he would ever had a chance to get to that one, because as deep as that was, that's more out in shortstop territory there in foul territory.
Well, I mean, yeah, when he turned around, it's like, what? You're about 20 feet away yet. You got to keep running. So maybe some new life for Geislinger. Distal at second, he singled. Colin Eskew pinch hit, bunted him to second base. It's Geislinger right now. Rockies lead by two at 3-1 in the seventh. As the 1-1 pitch, late breaker right there, just missing. Caleb Manicki starting to get a little frustrated with the zone behind the plate. Kurt holding it a little longer and longer on each of those 50-50 calls.
Well, I think he wanted that a strike, but I'm not so sure it was because that thing only dropped right at the last second. And I think the umpire seen that.
2-1 the count as the 2-1 offering to Geislinger. That is in there for the strike. And tell me what was different about that pitch than the one before it, Kurt.
I think it was just a shade lower and it didn't drop right at the last second. So I think that's why we got the count at 2-2 right here.
2-2 the count. Jordan New in the on-deck circle for Cold Spring. 2-6 for Cold Spring and 1-4 as the 2-2 pitch. Fouled at home plate. As Geislinger stays alive. Count stays put at 2-2. Bemidji scored in the second inning. We're here in the seventh. State quarterfinals between Cold Spring and Bemidji. Sam Distal leading from second base. He's got a healthy lead. 2-2 pitch. That is missing high. Fills our count up at 3-2. As Turner Storm, we do see some activity. Those are the Ada boys in the bullpen down there.
Well, I can't see who's catching them, but I can tell it's an Ada guy pitching, and I doubt it's the guy that threw the complete game yesterday.
3-2 the count. Payoff pitch to Geislinger is off the plate for a ball. Turner Storm keels over and puts his hands on his knees as he thought he had Geislinger punched out right there. Cold Spring's got first and second with one away.
Well, I didn't agree with the pitcher when he was looking for a strike on that ball, too, on that one, but I have to agree with him on that one. That one, I believe, was in there for one, a big break for the Rockies there to get that walk, but I'll take it.
So Geislinger and Distal aboard. Jordan New into the batter's box. Slow Sunday for Jordan thus far. 0-3. A couple soft flyouts and a bounce out. Could wipe all that away with a big hit right here as the first offering is a drag bunt by New. This is going to be a tough play as Storm Fields flips to first and everybody's going to be safe. It was fielded by Turner Storm. First baseman Basil Zulke was indecisive on whether to field the ball or go cover the bag. Once the pitcher finally fielded it, Kurt, Zulke had to get back to the base and he couldn't quite get there in time. A drag bunt single for Jordan New.
Well, Jordan did a nice job of pushing that ball all the way down the first baseline right there, but he's going to get a bunt single on that one as the first baseman doesn't come in to charge it like he should have. By the time the pitcher comes over and fields it, they didn't have a play at getting the speedy Jordan New. A nice bunt single for Jordan New right there.
And now David Jonas into the batter's box. He's got some atoning to do today. He's 0-2, and he has multiple errors as he looks at a first pitch strike. Three errors thus far for Jonas at third base. Talked about how New could wipe away an offer with a big hit here. Jonas could flush a lot of demons right now with a barrel. Distal's at third. Geislinger at second base. New at first. Speed everywhere on the pads for Cold Spring. They lead by two with one away in the seventh as this pitch is lifted down the left field line, but it will just curl foul as Jonas gave it a ride into the left field corner. But Davey's in a hole at 0-2 right now. The middle infield playing at double play depth. McNallen and Hendricks up the gut for Bemidji. They're looking to turn two, get out of the inning. Third baseman Olson is even with the bag. In front of the bag at first is Basil Zulke. 0-2 the count. Turner Storm has three strikeouts on the day as he's got the sign from his catcher, Caleb Manicki. As the 0-2 pitch to Jonas is fouled into the netting as David stays alive right there. Count stays at 0-2. The big bat of Austin Duffner on deck for Cold Spring. Just five hits for the Rockies. We got three of those to come around to score, though. Haven't had a ton of hits, but when they've had them, they've been loud. 0-2 the count. As Turner Storm set right at the chin. He comes home. His 0-2 pitch is just off the corner right there. Jonas with the take. Plate umpire not giving in as the count moves to 1-2.
Did just miss on the outside part right there. The Bemidji faithful didn't like that call, but I got to agree with them on that one.
A little too close for comfort for some from Cold Spring, but a good take from Jonas. As the righty comes home, 1-2 pitch. That's laced down the left field line, and again, that will twist foul right at the end.
He's hit two of them down there in foul territory. They're both fouled by about 8-9 feet down there. If he'd get any one of them to land on the line, and it would roll all the way into that corner with all that foul territory down there. That's what David Jonas needs to do here.
With New on first base, it might clear the bases for Cold Spring. 1-2, a battle here between Turner Storm and Jonas. Bases loaded for the Rockies in the seventh. And Storm's 1-2 pitch, that's missing down and away. Now 2-2. Distel's at third, he singled. Eskew sacrificed him to second base. It was a walk to Tyler Geislinger and a bunt single for Jordan New. Rockies got him loaded. As Turner Storm looking for a ground ball hard and at somebody. As the 2-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground, deep in the hole at short. It's fielded by Hendricks. He goes to second, and the ball now gets away. One run is in for Cold Spring. Here comes Geislinger right behind. Cold Spring has been bitten by the air bug, and they take advantage of the karma coming back around to him with two coming across on an infield single.
Well, that was a fine single by David Jonas there. He went and put that between the shortstop and third baseman. The shortstop, who's been covering ground all over the place out there, fields that one over on the grass between him and the third baseman, throws over to second base, just past the second baseman. I believe they're going to have to give him a single and an error on that play, because you're going to have to give him an error for Jordan Newton in order to advance from first to third on that one.
Yeah, it's got to be an error. There's no way Geislinger comes across the score if that ball doesn't go into short right field. Is a meeting right here. The Rockies' lead is now ballooned to 5-1. They're still cooking here in the first inning because the guy they want up is up, Kurt, with Austin Duffner.
Well, you look at the two guys that are coming up to the plate here in the number four hitter, Austin Duffner, and the number five hitter, Alex Geislinger. They're both at 8 hits apiece in the state tournament so far. And you got runners at the corners here with only one out. Good time to extend that lead for the Cold Spring Rockies right here.
It's New at third base and Jonas at first. Powwow has come to an end, and Turner Storm is staying on the mound. Two for Cold Spring in the sixth to break the tie. Two more here in the seventh to extend their lead. They're up 5-1. And Storm ready. His first offering to Duffner. That is in there for a strike. Duffner with a walk in the first inning. Solo home run in the fourth. Single and came around to score on the Geislinger triple in the sixth inning. Two for two on the day. Whale of a tournament for Austin Duffner. As Turner Storm set. One strike pitch to Duffner. That's hammered into left center field. That'll get one run in. Jonas goes first to third. It gets past the center fielder, Cody Rutledge. Ficker's waving Jonas. Back-to-back airs by the Blue Ox, and the Rockies are cooking, Kurt. They're up 7-1 here in the seventh.
Well, you said it was back-to-back airs there. They were both on singles. When Jonas has that single and then a throwing error by the shortstop there to advance the runner home on this one here, Duffner comes up with a great big single to left center field. The center fielder bobbles it for a second with Jonas taking third base all the way on that play. After he bobbled it, he was easily able to come home and score as Austin Duffner takes second base. Two more runs, 7-1 lead for the Rock Shop.
It's almost like Cody Rutledge was trying to come up throwing to hose David Jonas at third base and just let the ball kind of get past him as Alex Geislinger into the batter's box.
I think you're right. That's kind of what he was going to do on that one. But with that ball hit right in front of Jonas, Jonas easily read that, was easily going to go make third base. And he just doesn't come up with the play and ends up with Jonas scoring and Duffner making it all the way to second.
7-1 Cold Spring, a big seventh inning. As this pitch is in there for a strike to Duffner, and he's in a hole at 0-2.
Got Alex Geislinger right here, Kirby.
0-2 the count. Skluzacek in the on-deck circle. As Turner Storm ready. It's been a nightmare inning for Bemidji in the field as Geislinger just barely taps one foul. As the count moves or stays put, excuse me, at 0-2.
Jonas doing a good job on when he had two strikes on him, falling a few of them off here. Alex Geislinger doing the same thing on that one.
Still just one out as the seventh man to bat for Cold Spring here in the seventh. As the two-strike pitch to Geislinger, this has popped up into short left field as Hendricks out on the grass. He's now backpedaling. He will make the catch for out number two, and it'll be up to Nick Skluzacek.
Yeah, unfortunately for Alex, he got underneath that one a little bit too much and hit a high pop-up. Wanted to hit in the same direction as Austin Duffner did out there towards left center.
So two down, and Nick Skluzacek into the batter's box for Cold Spring. Duffner still aboard at second base after his single and move to second on the air. As the first pitch to Skluzacek is hit into center field. Vicker is waving Duffner at third. Rutledge is up with it. There will be no play as Duffner comes across to score. It is a five-run seventh inning in an 8-1 Cold Spring lead on the RBI by Nick Skluzacek.
Well, Nick Skluzacek came up with a big RBI back in the sixth inning with Alex Geislinger on third base after that big triple. He had a big sacrifice fly to right field to put the Rockies up 2-1. Now he comes up with a runner in scoring position at second base, comes up with a big single, putting the Rockies up 8-1, and with that throw home to home plate, he goes and takes second base. Nice two at-bats for Nick Skluzacek there.
As Cody Rutledge comes in from center field, as I believe that'll be the afternoon for the pitcher, Hunter Storm, as it appears that Rutledge is going to make a move here, unless he's just doing a visit from center field, as he's talking right now with the Blue Ox shortstop. This was a competitive ball game going into this inning, but a five spot for Cold Spring as we're going to get a defensive change. We will take a 1 minute timeout. Rockies still batting here in a brilliant seventh inning. They lead 8-1. We're back in 1 minute.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
KASM. I'm Kale in the studio with you guys today. The current time is 4:33. Temperature outside is 75 degrees. Winds out of the west at about 7 to 5 miles per hour. We're going to turn it back over to Kirby and Kurt, where the Rockies are up 8-1.
Yeah, we appreciate you sending it back to us here as a defensive change for the Bemidji Blue Ox, Kurt.
In the pitch now is a draftee from Ada by the name of Zephyr Resnick.
Z-E-P-H-E-R.
Yep.
And what was his last name?
Resnick. R-E-S-N-I-C-K.
Resnick. So he comes in to pitch here as he's trying to put a Band-Aid on this, the seventh inning, as the ninth man to bat for Cold Spring here in the seventh is Calvin Kaltoff. As we're going to get a pinch runner out of the dugout, it'll be Luke Humbert running for Nick Skluzacek.
Number 23, Luke Humbert.
Humbert out of the dugout. Third time in four games that Humbert has got to run. Scored a run each time he's done it in the first two times. Cold Spring this inning went single, sack bunt, walk, single, RBI single, and a throwing error. RBI single, fly out to a shortstop, RBI single to get five of them in. Big hits for Duffner, infield single for Jonas, nice bunt single for New, big RBI single for Skluzacek. First offering from Zephyr Resnick to Calvin Kaltoff is in there for a strike. As a Resnick, starts Kaltoff off with a strike. Distal led this inning off. He's in the on-deck circle. As Resnick set, One strike pitch to Kaltoff. That'll get past the catcher, and Humbert easily takes third base on the wild pitch as he moves up 90 feet. Great read right there by the young Rocky. He will be into the he will be starting his senior year on Tuesday at Ricori High School. Kaltoff thus far on the day, hit by a pitch. He flew out to center and struck out. 0 for 2 on the day. Zephyr Resnick is 1-1 offering. That is hit on the ground toward short. Hendricks charges. He'll field. He'll throw. And in time to retire, Kaltoff 6-3. Rocky send 9 to the dish in the seventh, and a big seventh it was. They come up with 5 runs on 5 hits. There was 2 Bemidji errors and 1 runner left on base. Nice little seventh for Cold Spring as they take a touchdown lead over Bemidji. It is 8-1 stretch time here in Springfield. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.